Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
So Byron Dean, Arthur Speak, and Lana Bruce. You're basically Fendiga Productions.
That is us.
Your office is empty at the moment. You are here.
Yeah,
is that right?
That is pretty much us. Yeah.
And Arthur and Byron, you founded the company a couple of years ago. Is that right? Why did you decide to do that?
Well, we all met at a local acting company called Young Actors Company, which
both my daughters go to.
We've worked with them as well as being on crew for many projects with them, and we kind of started out as actors, just enjoying being part of something and playing around with it, but we kind of had more of an interest of what happened behind the camera in a sense, and then developed that further and started making our own films really. And we had one actor who we worked with on a project saying, oh, I'm going to put this down on my CV, what do you guys call yourselves? And we were kind of in that dilemma of what do we call ourselves? Because we were literally just at the time a couple of friends making films. So we kind of thought, just take it a little bit further, I guess. And then from there, we kind of produced Fendiga and created another project, which we brought Lana on board on and a couple of mates from Young Actors to kind of create almost a complete different range of actors who become technical crew, varying from assistant directors to sound operators to camera operators, and then from there kind of just making projects really.
Is this a step up to say, you know, this is something I enjoy doing? I mean, that's a big step up from saying that to then making it a company and a business that you have to run.
Yeah, well, we just figured if we enjoy it, we might as well try and sort of make money out of it, or not necessarily money, just
that's fair enough. Other people do.
Yeah.
We just kind of wanted to get our friends together and sort of make projects out of it, really.
Because you kind of enjoy it when you're in the right vibe and you've got the right kind of people to make projects with. I think that's important when we go about making films, is that we have the right people on board to make stuff happen. And just for young people to give them a chance at making films, because a lot of us are taught for media, film studies and so forth. I'm currently studying media and theatre at university. But it's all about just sitting down and just hearing the theory about it. I think the way that a lot of people learn to do things is by actually doing it and practically just making stuff. So yeah, we kind of start with, I don't know, one or two pretty bad projects to start with, but you kind of eventually kind of get the idea of how it works and then grasp the technical aspects, because we all love each part of it and we're trying something new each time around.
So what kind of things have you done so far then?
Oh man.
Well, we started off with comedy.
Yeah.
what, a comedy video or?
Well, yeah, it was something we did with
Young Actors Company.
Yeah, and it was the first thing Arthur and I actually kind of just wrote and directed with a DOP, so director of photography, and kind of just had a bit of slapstick humour. Toast of London kind of played a massive role in it, loads of Channel 4 comedy. But yeah, just loads of slapstick element, physical comedy. From there, we kind of created another film in which we just explored kind of a more emotional turmoil, I think, with a character, an athlete. It was your idea initially.
It was basically about an athlete who was going to compete in the Olympic Games, and just before they broke their leg, and so it was kind of sad. It was kind of about how it had ruined their life and how much they sacrificed to be in the Olympics, and then all of it was crushed in like a single moment. So yeah.
And this was a short film, is it?
Yeah. So that was one of the first things we worked on. And then after which, Arthur and myself kind of turned to the internet, really, for inspiration. YouTube, mainly, primarily, and creepypastas came up. So these are like internet stories that have a kind of gruesome... I don't really know the context. It's not pasta that's creepy, but...
Pasta as in pasta you eat.
Yeah, it's creepy. They're called creepy pastas. I don't know why, but...
They're just short.
I'm feeling very old.
Horrors, yeah.
Just the internet stories, really, that are kind of just creepy. And one of them came up that we liked the look of, and we got in touch with one or two people from the Young Actors Company again, and Lana was one of them, and she became our lead for this project that we've been working on currently now for the last... God...
2 years.
Two, three years. We're about halfway through this 15-minute film that we're aiming to make, and just bear in mind that we're funding it ourselves. We haven't gone to anyone in particular for funding, so it's all off our own back, and we mainly film during the summer, just when people are free.
Yeah.
And from there, kind of just vary our way in. It's not till now, really, that we've kind of just expanded the exec team. So Lana is now one of our main creative directors and has kind of suggested a lot of really cool ideas.
So Lana, you've been here before because you came in as a singer. You're a singer-songwriter, aren't you?
Talented all the way.
Very talented indeed. And you've joined the production team or the exec team.
Yeah.
So obviously you've got plans for where the company could go.
I've been trying to think of a lot of kind of community-based ideas. We're about to launch a scriptwriting competition. So anyone, we're hoping young people interested in the film industry will send us a short script or a short story, and whoever wins it will get their short story made into a short film by us, and they'll be taken through the process. So we get to kind of teach someone the ways of the industry.
That's a fantastic prize. So you're very interested in keeping it local and keeping it in the community. What else are you doing that people listening might want to get involved with?
Kind of just providing loads of different technical aspects of how to make films, really, whether it be just writing or editing or just being involved on set. I think it's important to give people a productive and practical element of what we do as a company. I mean, just bear in mind, we're still starting off too. We haven't been doing it for long, but the more people we get involved, we think... the more community-based it will be, and just how cool it is to make films, really. At the end
and very
day.
Hard to get into, really.
Exactly.
And it's a very competitive business because so many people want to work in that industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to get this opportunity to do something practical and hands-on, there aren't many opportunities like that.
No, not really. What was it? Arthur and I worked on a MA filmmaking project back in North Wales in Bangor, where I'm studying, and from there we kind of just learnt loads of elements from this short film that we made called Blue Milk, and we've tried to hone that into what we make back down in Cambridge, more local and efficient, and just using everything that's provided in Cambridge, really.
And you mentioned that you're at university. I mean, how old are you guys, if I can ask? Lorna, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Arthur?
I'm 19.
And I'm 20. So.
18, 19 and 20. So this, you're young, you're really devoted to this industry. I mean, to go to these lengths, this is where you obviously see your futures.
Yeah, I mean, like, the important thing is that we just network with people. I think that's the main way to get around it. And hopefully anybody listening who is interested in making films, feel free to get in contact with us.
Yeah, definitely.
And what are your plans for the company? So if I were to say to you, kind of ideally, where would you be in 5 years' time? Accepting an Oscar?
Being selected for film festivals, I think, is the best way to go about it. So, I mean, the Blue Milk film that we mentioned is currently making its way around short film festivals at the moment. We kind of helped on not only as actors, but additional crew and so forth. That was so that's the minor thing we did, but that's been selected for variations of things, but pretty much go down the same route as that film, really, just exposing ourselves to more of the industry, really.
And short films really seem to be getting a life and a following of their own these days.
Yeah.
You know, there used to be a short film was the one you saw before the main film, but now they seem to have a real fandom, a fan base.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to be part of like the Cambridge Film Festival and Water Sprite as well, which are massively contributing to film within Cambridge, and like they have so many guest speakers from Mike Lee to I can't remember too many, but really, really interesting.
Well, good luck, guys. I mean, it's very impressive that, A, you're carrying on studying while you're doing this, and that you've taken your futures into your own hands, really, and said, this is what we want to do, and let's try and do it ourselves. If people want to get involved and in touch with you, is it, I should have checked this with you beforehand, is it ventigerproductions@gmail.com?
That's it.
Look at that. So they just drop you a line and say what skills they have or what they're interested in learning.
I mean, if they want to check out our website as well, ventigerproductions.com, really. That's
go there and take a look at the work you do.
Yeah.
And contact ventigerproductions@gmail.com. So what's next for you? What are you doing in the upcoming weeks?
We finished a film recently called Banan, which, do you want to explain it? It's your idea, Alf.
A bit of an odd idea. Basically, we got together because we saw this competition Sundance, wasn't it? Yeah. And basically, it was people submit a 12-minute long short film, and if you get selected, you get to kind of go to Sundance.
And Sundance is the short film festival, one of the big festivals.
Redford, all that.
This is pretty good.
And yeah, so we sort of got together. We only saw it about 2 weeks before the actual deadline.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, let's get together and just make this as soon as possible. So Banan was the idea that we came up with, which is a brief summary. It's basically the life of a gangster, except all guns are bananas.
So yeah, quite odd. Fruit based, really.
Yeah. Bugsy Malone-ish.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. That's right. Sometimes the best work is done under pressure.
Definitely.
So ventigerproductions.com is your website, and ventigerproductions@gmail.com is anybody, and you're open to anybody, aren't you? Anybody wants to learn about filmmaking or has skills that they think would be valuable to you, to get in touch.
Please do.
Thanks, good luck. Thank you for coming in. Really nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.